Hello and welcome to Realtair. My name's Lee Woodward. Today we are discussing Auction Now, how the digital sale, the brand new real estate purchase that is working with the consumer, the agent and the auctioneers. And joining me is the founder and creator of Auction Now, Mr. Damien Cooley. Damien, welcome aboard.
Thanks, Lee. Nice to be here.
Today we're going to explain in this podcast how the system works, how it works for the different parts of the entities in the way of there's the buyer, the agent, and the auctioneer. So let's start with the buyer. The purchasing community is now actively using the Auction Now system. What have they enjoyed about the system, and why is it taking off so fast?
The number one reason why buyers are enjoying using the Auction Now system is that they have the ability to engage in a live auction. They have the ability to watch a live auction. They can register. They can bid online. And the best thing about all of those three things is that they can do all of that from any device anywhere in the world.
Well, this is an important point. Later on today, we're going to be discussing the Auction Now app. But first, coaching tip for our listener, that is only for live streaming of the auction. It's used by the auctioneer or the agent, usually the auctioneer. It is never used by the purchaser. They access the browser, which can be on any device anywhere. You do not go to iTunes and download the app as a consumer. That is an agent tool. Has there been a lot of people from the consumers thinking, I need an app? What's been the information with that?
I think most consumers jump on the website, auctionnow.com.au. They can interact really easily through that website. We have had a little bit of troubleshooting around people downloading the app when it's not necessary to do so. But full functionality of Auction Now is all found on the website. And that is where that they can tune in, watch the live auction, register to be an online bidder, and they can interact with that live auction and the auctioneer.
For our agents, leaders and administrators listening to this podcast, it's important to note that although someone lands on Auction Now, they must register to either follow, view or access any of the properties. It's not like watching YouTube or Facebook. You do have to register and interact to gain access.
And the most important part there is that the agent is in control every step of the way with their auction listing. And by that I mean, just because a buyer would like to register to bid for an auction online does not necessarily mean that the agent has to accept their online registration, and hence the reason why the agent is always in control.
Damien, I've been working with you in the studio on the videos of how to use the system, and they are available to our listener. We just think it's very powerful for you to understand the meaning behind the system before watching the functionality. But some of the success that I really liked was, if I had a hot property, the picket fence dream, everyone's going to love this thing, I can actually go in after the auction and see who's been following it, who engaged with it. And the buyer-seller is the greatest prospecting opportunity we have. And there they are registered for me to understand that future opportunity of business.
One of the lead generation opportunities through Auction Now is when an agent sends out a link to their database of potential purchasers and potential sellers with the ability for them to tune in and watch the live auction. When that person does tune in and watch the live auction, Auction Now keeps a record of who watched that auction. And the beauty of that is that the agent knows who was viewing, and it gives them an opportunity to download that list and then get in touch with that viewer and find out if they are able to help them with any real estate needs.
Let's begin with the end in mind of our journey in this podcast today. What does a buyer see when they actually land on the site?
When a buyer or consumer logs onto the Auction Now website, what they see is upcoming auctions, upcoming orders of sale, and recent results. When they go into an individual property listing, they then see photos of the property. They can click a link that takes them off to more information. It could be a link through to one of the portals, or it could be a link linking back to the agent's website. But they see the ability to follow an auction result or register to bid for that property. And it's at that point that the consumer chooses whether they'd like to be kept informed with what's happening with that particular listing or if they would like to register to bid.
And what I really liked about this is it's a blended look at the real estate world. You're not just on one person's site, be it a portal or the agents. It's a blend of real estate that is all available for auction now. We will be discussing later how it works beautifully for private treaty. But just for our listener, the buyer can land, they can see there's properties, they can click on them, click on the photos. You did mention about they can look at that more detail. And for our webbooks community out there, you can put your webbook link in there. It will perfectly go to that webbook wherever you are directing that more detail to go to. But they can't go any further until they register, which would allow them to follow or bid, and we'll get to that part of our program. But right now, you're just in browse mode as the purchaser.
Correct.
Following an auction, again, what do I have to do as the consumer, being the purchasing community, to follow an auction?
First of all, once you create an account, you can press the button that says follow the auction. If you haven't already created an account, it will prompt you to create an account. And as a result of following the auction, once that auction becomes live, you'll be notified. And when that property sells, you will be notified. Or if the property passes in, you'll be notified of the result. Again, the agent is in control of at what point when they notify the followers with the result.
So I can follow without needing to be accepted by the agent. It's a low-level rule that if you've registered and you're interested in that property, no different to checking it out in the press or the media, but the Notify Me system will let me know that it's about to go to auction and also when it's sold, what the result is.
I think the difference there is to make sure that the consumer understands the difference between registering to bid for a property and creating an account in auction now. And to follow a property, you just need to have a very simple account, which is first name, last name, mobile, email address. And that is different to registering to bid for an individual property.
Let's discuss creating an account. What does the consumer have to do here? And at what level can they actually register or be confirmed to register to bid on a property?
When the consumer would like to create an account, they simply go to the landing page where it has a login. When they click the login tab on the website, it takes them to a page that gives them the opportunity to either log in if they already have an account or if they don't. First-time users can create an account. Very simple. First name, last name, mobile phone number, email address. They will be asked to verify their email address. And once that email address is verified, they have access to their account console and they have successfully created a user account.
Welcome to your account. Our consumer now has been accepted onto the platform. What will they see in their console when they've come through and they're welcomed to the site?
Once they've created an account, their account has most likely been created as a buyer. If they have created an account as a buyer and they have followed several properties, they will see a dashboard of all the properties that they are currently following. If they have registered to bid on any properties, a list of the properties that they have registered to bid for will also show up in their account console. And here, as a result of having an account, this is what enables them to view live streamed auctions. And it is also what enables them to follow properties and register to bid.
Find and view property details. If the consumer's now first time to auction now, and they might be used to portal browsing, what do they have to do? Or maybe someone's said to them, you should check out this property, but it's on auction now.
Auction now has a very simple search function. The search function is an elastic search function. So you can type in a suburb that you are looking in, a street that you are looking for. We find that most consumers who are looking at the Auction Now website have a specific purpose to be going to that website. They are searching for a specific property that they are looking for, so they can search for that in the Elasticsearch on the homepage.
It seems we've had great results back from the consumers, finding how easy it was. They love seeing the different brands. It's not a competing site. It's a purchasing shop for real estate. But I just love, Damien, that you do need to commit to go any further. Unlike browsing online, no one knows you're there.
The other beauty of finding out properties that are actually live is that when an agent takes a property live and they commence the live stream of the auction, a little button pops up on the front end of the website which says that this property is live, and anybody who's browsing the site at that time can click on that link, confirm that they would like to view the live streamed auction, and then they are watching that live stream, remembering that because they have an account created, the agent will be notified that they are watching.
This is all making sense. Let's now discuss what we need to know from a consumer's perspective, which is the same answer to our agent, of how you register to bid, what is the process, and is it easy for the consumer to get started?
It's very easy for the consumer to get started. They click on the register to bid button on the browser. Once they've clicked that button, the system will prompt them for further information above and beyond their basic account that they have created. And information includes taking a photo of their driver's license. The system will pre-populate the required fields in their first name, last name, driver's license ID number, and their address. Those fields will be pre-populated. The system will then call for their solicitor's details to be included. And there is a difference between bidding online or bidding in person.
And what is that difference?
It's at this point when the buyer is registering to bid that they can choose on whether they would like to bid in person or bid online. The difference between an online bidder and bidding in person is that an online bidder is literally placing their bids from on any device anywhere in the world in real time, remembering that that online bidder is also watching the live streamed auction. The bid is placed from their mobile phone, iPad or laptop. The auctioneer is notified that their bid would come in, which we'll discuss later on. But as an online bidder, they take a couple of extra steps. One is that they need to add their credit card details. This is just purely used for a security measure for the ability for Auction Now to take $100 from their credit card to act as consideration in the exchanging of contracts, if necessary.
And what a great progressive technology movement that, okay, you tell me you're interested in the property, register for it. Oh, I don't want to put my credit card in. Well, that's just for $100 if you are successful. Do you want to be successful? It's a great self-qualification tool of those who are, you know, it's like that series of little yeses. You know, we've already activated our account, we've already registered, we're already following the property, maybe we should bid, versus coming to a crowd and putting your hand up in the air. A lot of people rank that as a very terrifying experience, but maybe they feel more confident from home in the protection of their own home.
We often find that online bidders get quite excited about sitting at home and placing their bids online, and they really feel empowered to place their own bids. And I really like the control that we have as an agent and auctioneer. We're always in control of the auction. And the buyer also likes the feeling of being able to place their own bids, opposed to authorizing someone from the agency or from one of their friends, family, to place the bids on their behalf. An online bidder remains in control every single bid that they place.
Take me through using the ID scanning tool, firstly with my phone or tablet, and then if I'm doing this on a desktop.
If I'm on a mobile phone or a tablet, I can literally press a button, take a photo of my driver's license. It's important to make sure that there is no distractions behind that driver's license. I place the driver's license on a white field behind it or a blank piece of timber, cardboard, whatever it might be, making sure that there's no text in the background. The scanning tool scans the driver's license. It knows what it's looking for, and it pre-populates the required fields in first name, last name, address, driver's license state, and driver's license number. If my address is on the rear side of my driver's license, I can take a second photo, select the driver's license that I'm using, and it will pre-populate that address field. And remember that if for some reason that scanning tool doesn't work or some text is incorrect, you can always go back in and override the scan and type that information in.
What about providing supporting documents? And that could be a letter from my lawyer or something from the bank. How is this integrated and uploaded into the platform?
When I am registering to bid for a property, there is a question that is asked of the registered bidder. Have you had any changes approved by the vendor or vendor solicitor? If you answer yes to that, it's a very simple process to upload a PDF copy of those approved changes, if they have been approved, and that forms part of your registration and you're bidding under those terms. When exchanging a contract, that simply becomes an addendum to the contract before it's exchanged.
Being approved to bid by the agent is a key part of the system. How does this work? And what do we need to know from the consumer's perspective, meaning if I'm an agent communicating through to the consumer, what do I need to be crystal clear on?
When a buyer pre-registers for an auction, be it in person or online, they are not automatically approved. An email notification is sent to the agent notifying them that somebody has attempted to register, and then it is either pending or incomplete. If the property is pending or to be reviewed, the agent will go in and they will review the buyer's registration. If all of the information is correct, they can simply approve that registration. Once approved, the buyer will be sent an email notification that they've been approved. In addition to that email, attached will be a copy of the terms and conditions of auction in their state where that they are bidding. And for example, in New South Wales, a bidder's guide will also be attached to that email. If their registration is incomplete, then the agent will be able to go back to that buyer and let them know what is required in order to complete that registration.
Well, Damien, definitely consumer friendly. If the purchaser understands how to bid, if the potential seller is now following properties, and we as the agent have visibility. And one thing I really liked about the technology was gaining visibility is so important in real estate. How many do we have? How many bidders? How many followers? Why are people following it? And what's the result going to be? So I think this is a great conclusive, but it's all we need to know about being the consumer, or if I'm a buyer, which is on our website. When you go to the website for Auction Now, there is these brilliant little self-trained paced videos, and they are, I'm a buyer, I'm an agent, I'm an auctioneer. We're following that sequence ourselves today. Let's move to, I'm an agent. Can I first ask you, Damien, separate to auction or private treaty, what we have here is a platform for doing a digital real estate transaction. Separate to the method of sale, what is the benefits of being the digital agent and using the platform?
Becoming a digital agent is the future of real estate. Any agent that thinks that they can continue to trade under the way that we have traded for the past 20 or 30 years and more will simply be left behind. Buyers right now want to be able to transact online. Vendors more and more will want to be able to transact online. Agents will want to sign agency agreements on glass, execute contracts on glass. Having one system that has the ability to interact with a CRM system and flow beautifully from one system to another and use literally one system, something that is a middleware platform that can link in and out of different apps and technologies and websites, is where the future is for real estate. And whilst I still believe having personal interaction with people can obviously impact the sale of the property and how much you sell that property for, becoming a digital agent is without any doubt the future of real estate.
And what we're seeing now is the function share. Share means I've just seen a property. My wife happens to be in London. I'm sharing it with her. She can watch the live auction from London. She can even bid from London as a registered bidder. We might even outbid each other. But that digital transaction, and only in the last 2 weeks, Damien, you and I had the opportunity to look at the future of settlement. And settlement's going to be in this one trust account that is not held by real estate agents anymore. It's a digital feed that settles. There'll be no more of these two people in the city saying Woodward to Williams and they run around with files. It's crazy. In 2020, that's still how a settlement happens. Digital starts at the beginning. If it was transacted and the actual purchaser loaded their own details with the correct spelling and the progressive information of their lawyers, and then we've got all the information of the actual bidden transaction and the surrounding sales, it makes sense that this final conclusion of being a digital agent is from loading to settling is now a 100% digital transaction, which brings real estate into the real world. Well, let's get into our detail of using the system as an agent. Firstly, we have to create an office and then create our teams. What do we need to know here?
When you create an office and a team, it's important that you firstly log in via the website and create your account. In order to create an office, you set up the hierarchy of how the administrational team will operate. By creating an office, you can then invite salespeople to that office. And what that does is that it links those salespeople to the office, and that is how we create the administrational hierarchy. And what I mean by that is that somebody who is registered, has an account in Auction Now as the administrator for that office, is able to see and oversee all of the information of the agents that are associated with that office.
And what we've seen this week is offices are being set up by us or the administrator in the office. All that's going live, and then the sales agents are just finding their office, becoming a team, loading themselves as an agent. That means they have an active account as an agent, but they can also say they're an auctioneer as well.
Yes. So there are three different user types. You can be an agent, you can be an auctioneer, and you can be a buyer. And they're the three different user types that you will select one of or two of when creating an account.
Let's discuss creating property listings and finding your own property. What do we need to know here?
When you log into the website, into your account, you have the ability to create a listing. Once you go into your agent dashboard, you then select the menu tab and open up the tab that says create a listing or create a property. You go into that and you then have the ability to select basic items which identify the property and what time it is being auctioned, who your auctioneer is, where it is, a link for that property to link out to on one of the portals or your own website, and basic information around that property auction. Once you submit that potential listing, you then need to make that property active. And it's when you make that property active that is the point in the transaction where you are charged the $25 plus GST for that property to go live on Auction Now.
And it's very important that our listener understands about the ID filtering of a property. So if it's my listing and you're my auctioneer, Damien, later on when we're going to find and filter, I won't be able to see Robin's listings because I can only see mine in the way of when we're activating and doing dashboard work. And same for you, if you want to stream that auction, if you're not the nominated auctioneer, you won't be able to stream the auction. It is ID filtered, sensitive, and protected.
So only the listing agent, conjunction agent, and the auctioneer, and the administration level can see that property in the website, in the back end, and or the app for the live streaming purposes.
Welcome to your property listings and Auction Now. Now we've loaded some of these properties in and we've actually got some records in there. What do we see when we go back into our dashboard?
Once we go back into our dashboard, it brings up a few things. Firstly, it shows me my upcoming auctions. So I've got a list of all the properties that are upcoming. Down the bottom of the page, I also have a list of any recent results. But also on my dashboard, it brings up any registered bidder requests where I can easily approve or decline a registered bidder's registration. And it also shows me my approved registered bidders. So they're the basic functions on the dashboard that I have easy access to.
Take us into how we manage the property and the auction from within the system as an agent.
Once we are in our account console and we're on our dashboard, for example, we click on one of our upcoming auctions. In Auction Now, it will give you three tabs to choose from once you're in a live property: property details, manage auction, and contracts and vendors. The manage auction tab is one of the most important tabs in the back end of Auction Now, This is where we can create an electronic reserve. It's where we can add in our reserve price, our revised reserve price, our auctioneer's instructions for the vendor bid if necessary, and it also enables us to jump in and select the result if a property sells prior to auction.
How do I invite buyers and register them to bid?
Every property has a unique identifying link for that property. That identifying link can be found in two places. One, it can be found on the homepage of the Auction Now website. If you search for your property, that link, when that property comes up, that unique link is able to be sent to any prospective purchaser, or that same link can be found at the bottom of the property details page once you are in the property in the back end of Auction Now. All you need to do is send that link to any prospective purchaser and they can fill out the pre-registration form and request a registration of the agent.
Can you post that link on social?
We have the ability to download a button from Auction Now, which also is a GIF file, and that can be, would you like to bid for this property? Register here. And that link that I'm talking about, the unique identifying link, can be the link that links to that file, and then the buyer can pre-register literally from that link on your website.
Damien, what if I want to enable the bidders to register themselves and review and approve these people so I have total control as the agent?
Under the property details tab in Auction Now, this is where the agent is in control of every step of the way. And this is an important tick box that needs to be ticked if you are going to enable buyers to register themselves. So in the property details, we make sure that we have that ticked and we save that. So when you send that link to a prospective purchaser, the buyer understands that they can pre-register. When the buyer pre-registers, they will choose if they're bidding in person or if they're bidding online. They'll fill out their registration and they'll submit that registration. The real estate agent will be sent an email notifying them that somebody has tried to register for the property. They need to then go into the back end of Auction Now, and on their dashboard, agent dashboard, they will see the registered bidder request and they can log in to that registration. And if all of the information that is required is there, they can easily approve that as a registered bidder. Equally, if that buyer needs more information, it will come up saying it's incomplete and the agent can go back to that buyer and let them know what information is required to approve their registration.
What about manually registering a bidder separate to them doing it themselves? How would that work if I want to do a manual registration?
If a buyer turns up on the day of the auction, just before you're about to start, and they'd like to register, all you need to do is go into the property in the back end of Auction Now, click on the Manage Auction tab. There is a button that says Register Bidder. Click that button and it will open up a registration form. You can press another button which enables you to open the camera on your phone or tablet. You can take a photo of the driver's license, pre-populate all the fields. If that purchaser who's turning up is the actual bidder and the buyer is not present, we can fill out the authorized bidder's information second, the buyer's information first, and if they have a bidding authority already signed, we can take a photo of that bidding authority and upload it, or we can sign an electronic bidding authority in a matter of minutes, all done via DocuSign, and it saves back to Auction Now.
And this is where a lot of the compliance becomes an exciting part of this platform. We've just discussed that manually registering someone, but how or what do I need to know as an agent about create the electronic reserve letter and have that signed by email?
The electronic reserve letter is one of the great tools and assets of Auction Now. And by this, I mean you have the ability to set the reserve with the vendor and email them a copy of that reserve. They sign that. It's done via DocuSign, one of the most powerful signing tools in across the world, and that saves back to Auction Now. But the beauty of this electronic reserve is that during the auction, if I need to amend that reserve, I can easily do that on the run, and I can resubmit that reserve letter for signing to the vendor, and the vendor doesn't have to be present at the auction. And once they sign it, it saves back to Auction Now. And the important part here is that that reserve is timestamped. And because it is timestamped, I'm able to find out when my first reserve was set, when my second reserve may have been confirmed, and if there was even a third reserve, then I would also have that timestamped. So if ever needed, I can show the series of reserves that were signed.
What about creating the electronic reserve letter that they have to sign in person? What differs here?
So when signing the electronic reserve letter, you have a choice to sign by email or sign in person. If they are signing in person, it's a very simple process where they literally sign with their finger on glass. They can adopt and sign a pre-generated signature for them that DocuSign comes up with, or they can choose to scribble their own signature on glass. And once you save, it saves to Auction Now.
Damien, incredible information. My final question as the Auction Now system of I'm an agent is the wonderful opportunity of using the system for private treaty or a timed auction. And I think a lot of people listening to this will go, look, I don't do many auctions, so how can I get into this electronic exchange of contracts, how it all works? But the system's actually designed to transact real estate. The fact it was built from your career, your skills in auction, it doesn't matter if the property is private treaty or auction. You've got a buyer, you've got a seller, we've got some legal compliance, and then it's transacted. So take out the actual physical live process of an auction. How does it work in private treaty, and what is a timed auction?
So a timed auction is quite simply when you create a new listing, you have the ability to create a live auction or a timed online auction. The timed online auction essentially has a start date and an end date. You can set an end time. You can set the increments that you'd like the bids to be coming in at, or the ability for the buyer to place their bids in different increments. Could be as low as $500 and as much as $100,000 or more. Once you set that timed online auction, as you get to the close of that timed online auction, if a buyer bids within 5 minutes of the closing time, the time will extend by a further 5 minutes. If you get to 1 minute to go, for example, and somebody places a bid, then it will go to 6 minutes. If somebody bids within 30 seconds, it will go to 5 minutes and 30 seconds. And until such time as no one places a bid within 5 minutes of the closing time, the new closing time, then the property would be sold, subject to the reserve price. Now, I think that it's important here to think about that not considering a property as a private treaty listing or as an auction listing, the benefit of this is that it actually enables a buyer to place their offer on a platform, and if they are the highest bidder, they'll either own the property at the closing time, or if they're the highest bidder and it hasn't met the reserve, then they'll have an opportunity to negotiate with the agent at the reserve price. But the beauty of this is that I also feel that the agent can be communicating with these buyers over the days or weeks leading into the closing date and time. We call it a timed online auction, but in actual fact, what it really is the ability for a buyer to make an offer and the agent to accept that offer. And if it is at a number that the owner is happy to transact at, it can be sold and the transaction can take place. If you have an auctioneer that is overseeing that auction, then legally it is known as an auction. If you don't have an auctioneer that is overseeing that auction, then, for example, in the state of New South Wales, if you wanted to have no cooling off period, you would need to execute a 66W, and that would be attached to the contract when exchanging contracts.
But if I'm an agent who's done my auction license and I'm approved as an auctioneer, I don't have to perform the live performance of an auction, but I can be an agent and auctioneer, run a timed auction, knowing there's never going to be a gavel in sight, and that property will transact.
Absolutely. So long as you are an authorised auctioneer in your relevant state and or country, You can literally be the person that oversees this whole transaction, and you can set the increments. You can change those during the auction. You can notify the potential purchasers with updates, notifying them if the property is, for example, met the reserve price and you're on the market, it's going to be selling. You can notify buyers of that. You can also notify the buyers if the auction is closing soon. They'll see that in the timed version, and you can communicate them either via that chat function, or you can communicate via text message or phone them up if you need to have a personal one-on-one conversation.
Let's say the auction's time to go on Friday at 5 o'clock at 5 p.m. At 8 a.m. Friday morning, we've got a screaming offer that's come in and the owner says, I'm selling. How's everyone notified that this is their final bid or final chance, as someone may be thinking, I've got till 5 o'clock, I'm waiting for my finance to be approved. What happens there?
If somebody has made an offer at 8 a.m. in the morning and it's a great offer, the auctioneer can immediately notify everybody that the property is on the market, and subject to further bidding, the property will be sold. There's two options. You can either bring the auction time forward, so the auction closes before 5 p.m. and notify buyers that you are bringing that time forward, or you can leave it in at 5 p.m. and if there's no further bidding above that screaming offer, then the property will be sold. Again, the agent is always in control every step of the way, and all buyers can be notified that the property is on the market and selling.
This is such a powerful part of today's podcast and in the videos of learning how to sell real estate. Becoming the digital agent is now becoming about all compliance is covered. Damien, I might get you to share what happened in a commercial auction that you were doing where the purchaser actually said you didn't say it included GST. Here we are using the system to perfection. What happened?
With the live streaming of any auction, we retain the records of that live stream. And at any point, you can go in and download the footage of the live streamed auction. In this instance, I had a buyer that questioned whether I said that the sale was plus GST or if it was including GST. And I know that I make that announcement before I do every commercial property. And I was able to easily download the footage of the live auction, and I was able to send that footage to the buyer, which showed them me very clearly saying that the sale was subject to GST and the purchase price that you pay at the auction is then plus GST. Needless to say, I didn't get an email back.
So powerful. And I think our listener has just seen a whole new depth of level of how a timed auction can work. Damien, doing my research for today's program, I've looked at real estate sales all over the world, but the States, London, and one of the best systems we found was actually in Sweden. And in Sweden, a property goes to auction and the rules are slightly different. The auction ends whenever the vendor says, that's enough, I'm now accepting. So there is no, I didn't get a chance to bid. I thought it was going to go till this 5 o'clock on Friday. Now it's very clear. The property goes live. The first open for inspection or inspections happen and you start bidding. But as soon as a bid come in where the owner says, that is enough, the property is sold. It's then published on their portal and site that these were the bidders, these were the bids that came in, and this was the final purchaser, and it's a transparent system. I think what you built here, and that was one of the best-selling systems I found in the world, is exactly that. The rules of relationship are clear. No one can scream or shout because it is a timed auction. 5 o'clock, 5 p.m. is the closing. You can watch it. You'll see the bids coming in. There's no trees. There's no smoke. There's no mirrors. There's just your opportunity to purchase. You get a timed manner to do it. So you might see it on week one or week two, but I think we're going to see the auction campaigns compress into the future where you might have a coming soon campaign, but then suddenly the timed auction kicks in.
And I think we'll also see timed auctions come into play actually in conjunction with a live property auction. And what I mean by that is that in a live auction, we often have properties that sell prior to auction. I actually think that if you have a property that is going to be selling prior to auction, like you have that screaming offer and the owner wants to say yes, that you could convert that live auction to a timed online auction. And by converting it to a timed online auction, you can notify all your prospective purchasers, open for inspection attendees, contract holders, that you've received an offer. It's been converted to a timed online auction, which closes on Friday at 5 p.m. and if there is no better offer above that number, it will be sold. This is the most transparent way for an agent to go to the database of buyers that have inspected and say, we've got an offer, it's going to be sold. And like you say, there is a lot of trust and there is a lot of transparency in the transacting real estate in that manner.
And this is where the digital agent, the digital sale comes together so beautifully. If we look at the future of real estate now, a beautiful photography, virtual tour, the actual tour that you can control where you go in the house yourself, everything you need, the floor plan being in 3D, you've got the contract, the floor plans, everything you need to make a decision is there and you know it's a timed auction. So step one would be preparing an incredible web inspect, meaning I don't physically have to go to the home. I've got more information than I can actually see if I was walking around. I can take hours to review my digital footage, my digital photography. I've got my measurements. I've got the history of the home, who supported it, everything to do with maintenance. I've got a full building and pest report. I'm now going to join the auction. But that web inspect to a timed auction to being registered allows the vendor to say, I'll select who's coming through now. If they've registered and bid from the web inspect and they know they've got 2 weeks before the actual auction starts, I'm happy to grant a private inspection to that person. But I'm not opening my home up for 100 people to walk through who are just neighbours, walking past. There's many things going on in the world of real estate right now that is, and it's always been our job as an agent to keep people out as well as in. Only 2 years ago when we did the Dusty Baker story, they were doing the Michael Jackson house and you had to show proof of funds because you can imagine doing an open for inspection on Michael Jackson's home. It's just not a thing you could do. So proof of funds, forgetting the Jackson residence, what we've got here is proof of interest. Register, go through the web inspect, put an offer in. You got 2 weeks and the property, you know what's going on. But this is the change of real estate. Where do you see the future of real estate?
I see the future of real estate interacting with the digital agent and in person. I actually do feel that, and as an agent, you have a benefit having a one-on-one connection with a buyer and a seller. I feel like you can add value in that communication. But I feel like the next generation of buyer wants to transact online. The next generation of vendor wants to transact online. And we know how hard it is right now for someone to pick their phone up and answer a phone call. They'd rather send you a text message or jump on a chat function on a website or send you an email to speak with you. And I feel that the faster we can move with technology, the faster we can move as an industry, the better we can adapt, the more profitable we will become into the future.
Well, that concludes Life as an Agent in Auction Now. Let's move to I'm an Auctioneer. Damien, let's discuss I'm an Auctioneer. How does the system work? And we've seen the incredible journey of the consumer. The agent is in the middle of everything because it's their listing, they're controlling it. What does the auctioneer have to do and know? What do they need to do?
The auctioneer has very similar functionality to that of what the agent has. That includes registering bidders, managing the auction, penciling the bids during the auction, commencing and finishing the live auction, accepting online bids as they come in the pencil bids function. I think one of the big things that we've seen a lot of auctioneers taking control of is taking control of the live stream. It's something that the auctioneer is able to do. They have a tripod in their car. They use a mobile phone to live stream the auction through the app. And that is one step that the auctioneer can take off the hands of the agent to make the agent's job just that little bit easier. And that's one of the big things that is the difference between an auctioneer and an agent for the functionality of Auction Now.
Well, that gives us an incredible full overview of how Auction Now works. And I mentioned to you off air once that it should be called Buy Now because it's such a great piece of technology. And that little segment we did on the timed auction just proves how this is the future of real estate. There's also video training for every piece of the puzzle. And if you go to toddbooks.com.au, click on free courses, you will see the Auction Now course there.
It's constantly being added to, changed, improved, but it's a brilliant online course you can do and get yourself skilled up, because this is how real estate's going to be sold. This is how we're teaching people joining the industry now, because it covers the compliance. It's everything you need to do to get your license. Technically, if you're being RPL'd and you could actually show you know how to do this system, that takes you to the A grade grand final straight away. Damien, congratulations. What's your total time on this project from starting real estate till now?
I hate to think. I've been in the industry since April 1999, and all of the intellectual property that I've got inside my head has been dumped into this exceptional platform in Auction Now, and we're really excited for it to be in market, and we're excited to see the incredible take-up that we've had from the marketing agents right across the globe.
Well, as a industry representative of education, I want to thank you for your incredible contribution that any agent joining the industry now gets that gift of knowledge. And one thing we say on this program a lot is we want you to profit from our knowledge. I think today is a brilliant podcast. Next steps is to do the course, go through the videos, get on the site, start following some properties. But Damien Cooley, congratulations and thank you for joining us.
Thanks, mate.